There's a variety of tools that are automated that you can use to count cells. And actually, there's some built-in tools to some of the software packages. So ImageJ is one of those software packages. There are a lot of open source tools that plug into ImageJ that allow you to do certain analyses. Many of them do a great job on some data, but not a great job on some other data. So often there's some human input in sort of selecting areas that are relevant. And a good example is cell migration. There are many sort of software packages that allow you to sort of measure cell migration over time when if you have time-lapse images. But if the cells are sort of crossing over each other or accumulating together, the algorithms have a pretty difficult task of trying to separate what cell is what. So often the humans have to go in and tell the computer algorithm which cells are which.